Premier Printing.
Hey, good afternoon, it's Steven.
Hey.
Hey, Steve, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
I'm fine. You doing all right?
I'm doing great. It's a Friday. Happy. Almost done with work. but I was just trying to follow up with you here. Looks like, let's see here, we were in contact a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had to offer, our working capital and equipment financing, but you had mentioned that there was nothing really going on at the time, and then, you know, circle back up towards the end of the year and see if things have changed. So I'm calling you and seeing how business has been, if there's anything we can do to help out right now.
No, we're really not in the market for any capital. Probably won't be. I just don't know that we will.
Yeah, not a problem. Just kind of refresh your memory a little bit. We already have you guys pre-approved with us for working capital as well as equipment financing for around $250,000. You know, do you have any use for any type of funds if you did have the money in your account right now? Just out of curiosity. Okay, not a problem. Is there usually a time when you kind of do look at the finances, evaluate if you want to bring on some new equipment or might need some extra cash on hand?
No. We try not to borrow any because of the way we just don't want to have to pay it back.
Of course. You know, it's everybody's sentiment. When you got to borrow money, why is it that I have to pay it back, right? Can't we all just get some free money?
We don't have to pay it back. We're in good shape.
not a problem. And our original offer was based off some financing you did. Let's see here. It looks like it was back in 2013. That kind of ring a bell. You guys might have done a working capital loan.
We did at that time. We had a piece of equipment down. We needed some maintenance done on. So we went that route because it was quick and easy. But it was
Right. Yeah, sometimes I know these loans can get a little more pricey based off their nature because they're short-term loans. They're not, you know, they're not, I guess, programmed to be a long-term type of loan that we're all used to. It's essentially designed so that you can get the money into your account, either do a project that you have, fix a piece of machinery, get some marketing in place, rather than using your own cash on hand so that you don't deplete your own cash accounts. Like the age-old saying goes, it's, you know, use money, use your own cash for stuff that appreciates, and leverage your position for stuff that depreciates, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just in a bind. We had to get something fixed. So that was just the easiest way to do it and the fastest. So
of course. Yeah, what type of equipment did you guys have to get fixed, if you don't mind me asking?
We were working on a digital color machine, and it needed several thousand dollars worth of work, and we paid off a couple of things, and it was just, I don't know, it's been several years, I guess, so I'm not sure exactly what all we did with it, but there was some issues we were having, so we got them all straightened out.
Right, and now do those machines, do they typically have like a long lifespan, or, you know?
We ended up, we started leasing the things because we were paying like we paid $25,000 for a piece of equipment, and then after it's paid for, it's obsolete. So we're leasing now.
Right. Yeah. So you guys would rather kind of stick on a shorter schedule with the leasing program, so that, you know, you can have the latest and greatest, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the smart way.
But we still have a lot of mechanical equipment, but a lot of it's digital now, and there's just no reason to buy digital when it's just obsolete once it's paid for, because we don't have the money to pay for it up front, so
mm-hmm.
we finance it. So we just figure it's a lot better to lease it, and then if there's a problem with it, then take it back.
Yeah, exactly. Use the system to your advantage, you know?
So that's basically what we're doing on anything new right now. We've got two pieces in here now, two of our latest digital pieces that we just lease them. So
yeah, how have those been working out for the business? Are you guys seeing how efficient they've worked? Are they increasing sales?
Really well. Well, they've replaced. We had a guy that passed away, and we never replaced him. So it's actually the digital equipment is replacing people, which is bad in a sense, but that's the way it's going.
Well, I mean, you know, to think of it in a business sense, as a business owner, you would imagine that, I guess, putting in place things that are more efficient, that can cut down on costs, maximize your profit margins, and, you know, essentially put more money into your pocket at day's end is something that you would like to have, correct?
Yeah, that's the way we've been going.
Yeah, how long you been doing this?
20 years in August.
Oh, get out of here, Steve. 20 years?
Opened in 96.
That is impressive, my friend. That is very impressive. Not many people can say that they've done that, so, you know, good for you. Have you stayed in the same area the whole time, or did you kind of...
Yeah, same building.
No way. That's amazing. That is definitely amazing. So do you guys...
A lot of repeat work, a lot of customer, a good customer base. It's very diversified. It's, we don't depend on one person or one industry. It's just... And we're down, we've got 2.5 people now, where we had 6 at one time, and we run really lean, and
What are your guys' customer base look like? Are you guys mainly dealing with businesses? Do you do consumer printing as well, or?
We do the everything. People can come in and get a copy made if that's what they want. We do things for, like, Bristol Motor Speedway for, several thousand books a couple of times a year that they have a race here, and then there's a lot of nonprofit work, a lot of church work, just about anything.
Right. Oh, that's good. Yeah, anything you can get your hands on, essentially. If you don't mind me asking, but what are their typical payment terms like? Do they set you guys up on net 60, net 90, net 30? What do they look like in terms of paying you?
To pay us, it's net 30. We have been there. We lose a few occasionally, but we've not... we might lose $200 or $300 a year. We've been very, very fortunate.
Oh, it seems like you got a good lock on, like, you know, your customer base.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially that's...
Doing it so long, it seems like it, and kind of know what to look for and what not to take.
Oh, absolutely. You know the ins and outs of the business. You can see the industry trends. You can see exactly when you need the money, if you need money, who's a good customer. All the good stuff that comes along with, you know, being in the industry for a while. And a lot of my clients, some of them are a little more new. They don't necessarily have the experience that you bring to the table. Most of them, on average, that I deal with are around anywhere from 3 to 5 years, and they're, you know, trying to get their feet wet and planted in the in their industry, in their location, and they kind of take what comes to them, and sometimes they run into the problem where their customers are hitting those net 60 and net 90 days, and then they run into cash flow problems, and then it's just a whole hectic mess.
That's tough. That is hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, it, you know, it kind of hurts them in a way because they don't, it hurts them to grow, essentially. And, you know, if they're trying to grow their business, that's not something that is beneficial. It's a detriment. Yeah, do you guys have any plans to grow, or are you guys just sitting well, steadily increasing?
We're just slowly, but surely. In this industry, it's so cutthroat that we don't have a sales force out. There's some brokers that we do printing for that, we have five different brokers that they sell, and we ship under their label, and so that's our sales force, basically.
Ah, I get it. Okay. So you use them essentially as kind of the waypoint for getting more business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We usually have, every week, we get work from them, some of them, so it's, you know, it's... That's the way we felt like it's best, because if we bring a sales force in, and once they get disheartened, they leave and they take their customers with them, and I've seen all that happen. So.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play your cards right. You can't necessarily just start, you know, bringing on a sales team, and then the sales team, if they're not performing well, you can lose customers. You're just wasting money, essentially. You're not really putting a priority out. So that's why, I guess, you know, partnering up with other companies as, like, using it as a brokerage is would work.
That's worked
very well. So do you see growth as a priority, or do you kind of see your day-to-day operations more as the primary concern?
Day-to-day operations. I don't really, you know, I'm just to a point, I don't care if it really just don't, not, the only way that I see us growing is if I would bring in a partner. And if I bring in a partner, they would have... that's it, you know, that's the where the capital would come from.
Right, but that, I mean, essentially that would mean giving up equity in your company, and not a lot of people like giving up their ownership because they like being their own boss, you know?
I don't care.
I got a kind of like a curiosity question that's been itching me here. I guess, you know, could a new piece of equipment kind of generate you guys a little more revenue for the business? Do you have any anything on the wish list, really?
No, because then we would have to have somebody to run it, and have to hire somebody. We're pretty well set right now. So I mean, you know, things could change in a year, but I mean, for now, we're pretty comfortable and satisfied, kind of going where we're going.
Oh yeah, no, of course, and that's why I'm kind of just checking in and, you know, seeing how everything's been since the last time, and, you know, obviously just getting to learn a little bit more about your business and you know, you yourself, and eventually sometime down the line, I would at least hope to be in the ring if you're looking for financing.
Okay.
So how about we do this, Steve? I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I know it's Friday, why don't you, let me shoot you over an email. You can have my contact information on file so that if the need ever arose in the future, I can be that source that you can lean on. Does that sound like a good plan?
Sure.
All right, what's the best email address?
premierprint.us.
All right, Steve, I'm going to shoot you over an email with my contact information, a little bit more information on our company, too. And like I said, if something comes up, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to, you know, earn your business the right way.
All right. We'll keep that in mind.
All right, you take care and have a great weekend. All right, bye now.